Ngithenga icala lokhu bebengqala. Manje sebethi ngubani isikhokho sebengqamba bona.
Keep it real Fridays with Celatine and Brian Willis.
Keep our love. Abantu ababari ithatha.
Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce, a.k.a. Baba Amari. And in the studio today, we got the lovely Kelena. Kelly.
Is that what?
I need more energy from you today. Today is a fired up episode. I ain't taking none of that laid back shit like you're on your bedroom.
Yes, it's Carnival.
Carnival season, lady.
Carnival.
It's Kelena, baby.
I thought she was about to say it's Kelena, bitch. And to my right side, or your left, I don't know which way you're listening your radio. We got the not so noble, but stylish Mr. Noble Style.
What is
crack-lacking, people?
Yeah, not so noble, of course. I talked before, even when I wasn't introduced when I talked, right? So
yep.
Papa is in here.
It's like, how's your week, people?
Struggling managing the Zimbabwe, but yeah, we're good.
Besides all that, man, we can't keep on complaining about the same shit.
I'm not complaining. It's a compliment. It's a dope. Okay, I had sex like 6 times, so I'm good, though.
I'm the same person.
I wouldn't go about same people and everything, man. Variety is the spice of life.
Did you pay?
No, we don't pay, though. I got paid a couple times. But yeah.
Kelly, how's your week?
My week has been exhausting, but fun. Like, I've been meeting up with the Brazilians, and I was teaching this.
That's
other...
YGE.
No, this is Kelly.
Aren't you...
Oh.
And I what?
Nicki Minaj, to Young Money, you know, Kelly, YG.
You know what, Brian? Kelena is actually a different brand. I am... my own person out of
Rikiriro, Kelly, you're sounding as if I offended you, but last time
no.
you were
yeah.
offended.
Yeah, last time I was here, I was Kelly from YGE. The poster said it. I am
here. Wakazombo, we are. You were saying Kelly is just Kelly.
I am saying today Kelly is just Kelly.
Saka urushitire yunge yunge tu Ashamkat.
You were walked into Asham.
Chila.
Ma.
Kelly Rowland or whatever.
I
it's okay.
Might be her.
Nah, man. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys, hip hop. We're reaching the steamy season of awards, and quite a number of albums have dropped.
Yeah.
I think everyone should just drop their album so that we get to know.
Now you did drop your album, man. You gave hip hop a good daughter, man. Respect.
Thank you very much.
So are we calling Amari an album now?
Yeah, it can be. It's actually maybe it's the best album of the year, anyway.
You're the winner by default.
Yeah.
Hi. All right. Come on.
But there's one album that. There's one album that got attention, particular album, T1's album.
The one I'm holding right here.
Rugari. Now, this album was dropped this week. It wasn't really an official launch.
Yeah.
But he came with a very different marketing strategy. He's offering it online.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you pay whatever you want to pay for it.
Yes.
And this was addressed by one of our hip-hop, should I say custodians?
I don't know who you're talking about, so I wouldn't judge. No.
Lady K from The Fix, and PD the Ghost as well. Lady K was on Twitter.
Okay.
And she was like saying something along the lines of, how are you going to drop an album and just ask people to pay whatever they want to pay? Do you not value your art?
How do you put a price tag on art, though? I am an artist myself. I'm like a fine artist. It's always difficult to put a price tag on an artwork. Like, how do you price your art? How do you say my art is worth this?
I feel as though Lady K has got a misconstrued view on this dude's marketing strategy. Because, I mean... like other people said already, you know what I mean? People are, like, broke in the midst or don't have that, like, cash to just spend on music like that, you know what I mean? And I feel as though if you demand a certain price, as much as people want to buy it, you're not going to get sales. Rather, give yourself a free download and give yourself a donation, $1.50, $2, rather than not get any money at all. You know what I mean? And I feel as though she's confusing, like capitalism with, you know, business innovation. I feel like this guy is really innovative by just making any price. That means whoever really enjoys the music will just donate money. You know what I mean? As compared to people that are out there just demanding $5 and you don't know their music. I don't know if I say, but you want $5. It doesn't make sense. I feel like this guy is really smart. And I feel like more artists need to do like innovative stuff like this. You know what I mean?
Well, my opinion would be, I understand where she's coming from. She doesn't have an album.
So,
I'm serious. Cause from that angle, she's looking at the business side of it. Like, you should know how much this is worth. You get it?
Yeah.
But then, I think if did she ask T1 that or she tweeted?
She tweeted and it wasn't really.
I think that's
really
disrespectful now.
No, you know what? The thing
if you tweet and you don't tweet to me, you're disrespecting
she
me.
She tweeted it and she really didn't mention T1, but it was really obvious.
I've done this, so you're asking me. You get it? What I would have done. Now, understand, art is creation.
Mm.
If T1 decides this day that he's about to create another marketing strategy that people didn't get,
yeah,
you know, and you out there then trying to kill this new thing. It's like people tell you, put your music on iTunes, put your music in Adams. They're now gonna ask the guy who put the music in iTunes and maybe me who sold it on EcoCash. Mm-hmm. How much they get? This is how much I got.
True.
Then my strategy works. But the thing, if you don't have those things, if you don't understand or appreciate what other guys do, and you think it's disrespectful, because understand, you can actually make a free album. Weezy did that. No, Jacob put up. You know, rappers put them. You know, platinum rappers put out free albums. You know, free mixtapes, free those items. Whether they're trying to get away from a label or they're just trying to stay relevant, but they can put out a free project that they would have put up maybe a million into. So maybe this guy is saying, my art is dope enough, I can't even charge for it. Then put it out there. I just want you to get the music. And right now, I think that's what hip-hop needs. Let's just get the music. Everybody's like the business side of things. Yes, want the business side of things. But sometimes for the business side of things to happen, you need to give people the music. Then you get
sample,
the money after.
So they know what they're buying next time.
Why are albums usually auctioned at album launches? Like, can we say it's noble to buy an album for $500?
Pun intended. Sure.
Like, wait,
that happened at the YGE album.
Oh yeah, we sold a CD for $500.
$500.
Yeah, but can
that,
we say
that went to
Karikoga Gaseke. But can we say an album is worth $500? Okay, we might say it is worth $500 actually, because I put in too much work into designing the artwork, into recording the songs, into mastering and mixing and everything.
Yeah.
But then can we be saying, I'm selling my album for $500? Who's gonna buy it? Someone has a dollar.
Can you now say, as a DJ, as a podcast, as everything, that how can somebody be stupid to buy an album for $20,000?
Yeah.
But that was Philip Chiyango buying Joe Perez's album. So how can somebody offer a house for an album? That's dumb.
You tell me your album is $5. I have to pay $5. What if I appreciate it enough and I want to pay $10? Like, why do I have to be inclined to pay whatever money you want? It's a different strategy. Let's take it like that.
This tweet really disappointed me, man, because it came from somebody who's meant to, like, fight for the hip-hop.
This is my point. This is my point with people and a bit of power, man.
It kind of sounded like she wants shit to fail.
You know, what I don't understand is, if this
like, you don't understand something, but you're already shooting it down.
Like, why are you doing that? It's the same thing that you hear a person telling you that this album is whack, but they haven't listened to it.
And these are the same people who give props to AKA's video. What's what's the video? They like on and off about that.
Yeah.
Always complimenting. Man, like, man, it's like everything that's not Zimbabwean.
This is what breaks me, man. I
everything that's not Zimbabwean to them is dope.
How do we get to that stage when they're not promoting us? Okay, we're going to stop making music and giving it to them. What are they going to play on their radio stations?
It's crazy. No, I'm from another item. I don't think we actually have to stop making the music and giving a radio station, because I don't think this is about a radio station. I don't think it's ZFM tweeting. You
no,
get it?
This is
it's
not personal. The beef is not with ZFM, ZFM or the fix.
Because if ZFM didn't like hip hop, it wouldn't give us 3 hours like nonstop of us, you know, on a day like Friday. They gave us that because they believe in hip hop. So if you're gonna have problems, I actually met PD last night. I met Lady K. Cool friends, cool peoples. But then I wake up and this is happening. I'm like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Why is this crazy? I see these guys working, bro. I see these guys take money from where there is no money to put into this art. Mm-hmm. Daily in the studios, bro. I seen these guys hustle. I seen these guys
tears. You're talking about artists.
Artists. Yeah. You understand? I'm there. We're trying to make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you can pick out from the album, do you know, that's somebody's life. You can pick out the price tag that I didn't put. It's like saying, oh, why is Nas dropping an album that's untitled? That went platinum, bro.
My question is, does she even listen to the album?
That's a crazy thing. Why are you not even talking about the album?
I don't think she even listens to
the album. They're always trashing albums they haven't listened to. They're always saying some albums don't deserve to be winning awards. Albums they didn't listen to.
Sharky.
So, I don't understand where it's coming from and where it's going. I need to understand why someone of such caliber, she's a DJ, she's supposed to be taking music from the artist to the people.
You don't let go on Twitter and do that, man. You're not tweeting for yourself, my guy. You represent
that brings me to my question. That brings me to my question. Are these the kind of people that we want to represent us as hip hop?
I don't like that attitude. I don't like that character.
That was the best around the radio. They're put a shock on my song. I'm album.
I talk to PD, you know, I talk to him. I met him a couple of times. Like, yo, I push this music like this. I push this blah, blah, like this. I'm like, ah, dope. Ah. Then I've got, I need my opinion on this. I'm like, ah, yo, that's dope, that's dope, that's dope. This is wrong, this Adam. I actually went for him. Like, yo, this was wrong. What you did, Shaky, was wrong. I came with Black Pearl. This was wrong. Then next week after Black Pearl, there came T-Guns. This was wrong. I told him the way I'm saying it right now. I'm an upfront guy like that. You get it. Then he gives me his reason, like, oh no, I'm trying to do this. Okay, if this is like this, blah, blah. But now, when this thing keeps happening like that, where are we going as a genre? Where are we going? Because you're saying if this is our prime spot in terms of getting it to the masses,
and you're just shit talking.
Then you're shit talking everybody. What's the point? What's the point of even
The whole Shaky interview? I remember he said something along the lines of he didn't deserve Album of the Year for Soko Mati Mai. And Shaky asked him why. Yeah. Shaky asked him why, and he said because he came out of nowhere.
Where am I supposed to come out, man?
No.
That Shaky came out of nowhere. I was like, Jibilika Mutare, where were you? Bulawayo Calvin launch, where were you?
Before that, he had three years where we were actually saying, Shaky, you need an album.
Where were you? This was a serious sign of ignorance. So this is what brought me to that question.
They don't know his journey.
Are these the people that we want to represent us as hip hop artists? I'm gonna say
they are not representing us.
They're not.
They are going online and they're trash talking.
Are they on radio because they want hip hop to flourish, or are they on radio because they love the sound of their own voices?
I do not understand how an international DJ comes to Zimbabwe. He gets on their show and they play 2 songs from the same artist, or 2 songs rather featuring the same artist. Like, why are you not playing all the other people? Like, where is the versatility of everything? Like, what's going on?
Something really needs to get fixed.
It's messed up, man.
We need to fix the fix.
That's a dip. That's dip. That's very dip.
Yeah.
I'm him. let me make this clear. My name is Noble Styles. You can Prince Noble on Facebook. You get it.
And Noble,
we need to fix the fix.
I need you.
I'm serious.
We need to take a break.
Thanks, my guy.
Brian Willis, and this is Keep It Real Friday.
I'm about to drink.
Almost at Watanga.
And then continue.
On this part, Lady K, I think she didn't understand the person. Because you have to know, in Zimbabwe, I think that's it's not bad, it's not good, but I think it's in between, because check it out, we in Zimbabwe right now. In Zimbabwe, I'm going to show you the single album. I'm going to get $5. I'm going to get $3. I'm going to opinion you see and about collective. My prizes. I'm going to get Marie say, I'm going to get your option, your prize. I think it's not a bad thing. And it's not a jar. I want to get my profit. And on the judgment day, I'm going to get free. My offering, you know, no, price like I say, I'm also the 50 or 20. I think you understand, but I don't think Lady K about you. Lady K is too over opinionated and judgmental.
And we're back. I'm just gonna pick up where we left off. And my question, when we left off was, are these the DJs that we want to represent us as hip hoppers or as artists?
Personally, I don't need a DJ, man. I don't need a DJ. I don't need a presenter, man. I need a figurehead to represent me. I'm saying, if you're on radio, you're a figurehead. You sway. You get it.
You sway public.
You can do this thing.
Yeah.
You understand? So when you're there and you disrespecting art, a collective body of work like that. You know, it's not like I just got my opinion. It's like somebody walking in and telling you, your wife is ugly, but that's my opinion. I'll still fuck you up, my guy.
You check me.
It's still your opinion. It's okay.
True. But you're going to get fucked up.
Then I'll tell you, it's your opinion. I respect it. I don't respect you,
because
though.
Take, for example, Lady K's tweet about T1's album. You know, somebody might be paying attention to that who's like, not even a hip-hop listener. Somebody that you could have, whose attention you could have gotten to listen to hip hop.
True.
And they're gonna be like, they won't even bother even try.
If So Profound who plays R&B, jazz and stuff, says, no man, I'm not feeling this, there's no so and everything, it's okay. You're supposed to be playing this item on pro hip hop thing. That's why you're there. It's pro. It's ZFM saying, okay, fine. We're trying to build this genre. And we're giving them 3 hours to do it. What do you do with 3 hours? You just kill yourselves. You idiots.
No, that's the thing, though. They're not killing themselves only. They're killing the entire culture.
That's my point. Like, you're killing themselves.
They're killing the entire culture.
Like, you're killing yourselves. Like, hip-hop, we gave you 3 hours.
If they were
do you know what you did?
Dude,
you killed yourselves.
If they were killing themselves only, I wouldn't even be bothered with this episode. Because I'd be like, hey, Zura,
it's cool.
But they're affecting all the artists,
man.
And I think
T Gones was disrespected with folk. How does that guy feel, man?
You know what? As artists, guy, you know, rappers, guy, to be honest, guy, I think Tanyanya kunyarara.
Yeah, it's true.
Rappers, yeah, kuti, like, you get shat on left, right, and center.
This is
you
it now.
You need the shat fuckers up. But it can only be done
this
as
is what
a collective.
Actually then got me to get pissed off. I'm actually pissed off right now. So all these things that were happening inside, like, okay, fine, that's opinion, blah, blah. Then I saw a tweet, like, 2 hours ago. The Lady K actually had to say, Zurox tweeted about, like, yo, this Lady K versus...
Yo, Lady PD the Ghost and Lady K versus hip-hoppers, you guys stop it, because this won't end well.
This is Lady K saying this one...
And then Lady K was like, yeah, tell them.
This
tell
one,
them. They don't know.
They don't know. But now understand this thing. Check out where the disrespect starts. Taking two people who who do whatever they do, then you put them up against hip hop. Man, that's disrespect. It's like, yo, this Cash Bid and Brian Willis and Nobu versus ZANU PF thing won't end well.
Nah.
You know, that's disrespectful. Or MDC or whatever, Democrats or whatever. Like, yo, do you know what hip hop is? And you're putting hip hop against these two people. Are you sure?
I love hip hop.
Then after that, you got the nerve. The person says, this one, Edward, like, tune them.
Like
tune who?
I love hip hop. And I love
us, we make the art, bro.
You know what? Zim hip hop is.
I
know. I think Manyanya
Whatever is
going to
be on
man,
that
I'm
show, I'll still listen to hip hop because I love listening to hip hop. I'm not listening to that show because Lady K or PD is there.
So these guys are ruining
the fix for me.
The fix.
Personally, I do not listen to
No, we have to
anymore.
Fix the fix.
And then I'm looking at the Twitter numbers on Lady K. I mean, she doesn't even have a social following. It's incredible.
And she's forever preaching
like I saw she's got 4,000 and something followers or something along those lines. Or was she following 4,000? The figures were okay for the followers and follow and the people she's following.
Then you're
but she tweets about something and it's got one reply and one like from national radio. This is somebody on national radio. Now, to me, if the person's not bringing in, you know, figures in from social media, these are statistics that radio should use
actually people,
to show that their show
these actually people saying, I don't care about your opinion.
You lost a listener.
I don't care about your opinion. That's what they're saying. When I don't care about your opinion, I don't retweet. I'm like, I don't do Jake. I don't care about your opinion.
I'm not going to sit here and act as if all of the hip-hop that's produced in Zim is perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
But The disrespect for the entire culture. For the entire culture. That's.
And I'm disappointed. No, I'm very disappointed.
That's where I don't like it.
Disappointed. On Monday, I'm going to go on Twitter and I'm going to talk to these very same people. The same. I like to be upfront with people. When you now say this Lady K and PD thing, faces hip hop, look, that's very disrespectful.
This is the Zulu rock style.
Just, now understand, this is the cousin that pissed me off. This is the cousin that pissed me off. Tell them. They don't know. Like, what don't we know?
Nah, you know what?
Is war.
What don't
World
we know?
War 17.
Nah, this is war. Nah, this is hip-hoppers. We need to stick together.
What don't we know?
And get these people out of here, man. Because even he as a Zulu rockstar, watching another guy who initially said that, Kuti, don't start this war, Chichichi. You're not
what
even.
It's not even a war. It's not even a battle,
no,
man.
Besides that, he's not even a hip hop listener.
That's the thing.
He's not even a hip hop listener.
I actually asked him the other day.
He's
when
not
was
even,
the last time you listened to The Fix and you said he doesn't know? I'm like, then shut up. You can't
you
be commenting
now.
On that.
Saka, why is he even involving himself in this shit?
That's why we're commenting on it.
There's no love in this,
he's
you know.
To
you know, I think a lot
thing.
Of people are now getting caught up in this craze. Yakube very critical about hip hop and the quality that comes out, but. Some of the comments now, they have no love. Like, I can constructively, criticize.
Yeah.
But you can tell, Kuti Jine, like, I'm trying to make it better.
You're
not
even when you say,
no, if you
no
drop,
boy, you whack. But if my last song, you told me I'm dope, I'll listen to you.
No, because no,
at some point, you told me this was dope. Nah, this is now whack.
No, but then, Noble, if I say you're whack, you're shit.
Yeah.
Then I end it there.
They're like, no,
don't even bother. But if I tell you, hey, I think you're whack because of this,
this, and that. I'll go back and work on it.
Even if you don't go back and work on it, you can tell, could at least they have reasons behind why they feel the way they feel.
If you're
not good, I can just say you're whack and I leave it there.
Keep it to yourself.
Because the criticism is really not constructive.
Keep it to yourself.
You see,
I understand the trying to be the hard hand, you know, love.
Hard and what,
love,
man?
What?
Tough love, you need to be my dad. You know what my dad did? He sent me through all sorts of education. He fed me. He's my G, you dig?
Yeah.
So for you to be at a level that you need to disrespect me, you need to do something for me. And when you can't do jack for me, don't talk to me like that. Don't dare talk to me like that.
No, because in all honesty, which artist have they really, like,
name one.
Pushed
name one
from The Fix.
Name one.
Who has really like gotten like
this
some
is
large
the thing with DJs. This is the thing
Fix.
I don't like. They'll be like, I played you. You were supposed to play me. What were you supposed
to
do?
This
is your job. You actually got paid for that. You see, the thing is when you go the extra mile. When you go the extra mile, that's when you start earning respect. This is the culture. When you go the extra mile, you can't say we can't be black about everything. Like your parents saying, I gave birth to you. Yeah, then unpredicted sex. You were supposed to give birth. That's it. So,
I didn't like it.
Maybe the rubber broke.
Yeah, maybe the rubber broke. And I didn't apply for this stuff. So, yo, man, that was supposed to happen. So, I played you. You were supposed to play something for 3 hours. Then you played me.
If I didn't give you my
you get paid for that.
What are you going to
exactly.
Play?
You get paid for that. So,
but I didn't get paid when I recorded.
So money went out.
Now
I'm trying to get the money to come back in.
And you want me to pay homage for you? What up, man?
There's no love.
There's no love in this, man.
It's ridiculous.
It's sad, man. No, I've been going on about this and people don't get it. No, people don't get it. I'm going to keep doing this, but
there's
I'm not telling
you,
man.
Love because
you fix the fix.
Another thing that actually pissed me off was PD, the ghost, going into T1's DMs.
Oh, that happened? Yeah. Oh, no.
Went into T1's DMs. But I think we'll let T1
they
disclose
should, they
that
should
story.
Have, they should have started the conversation in the DMs. They should have gone to
that's
T1's
the thing.
DM, asked him.
I made an album, right? You want to know about it? Talk to me.
Listen to it first.
Listen to it. Talk to me. Yeah. Then when you're done about that, then we can talk about it to the world. Like, okay, I'm not liking this song, but when I talk to this guy, you say, do you get it? You
it's better.
It's better. It's actually journalism. It's journalism. Basic journalism.
Everything that you're given, you're allowed to not like anything.
Exactly.
Opinion differs.
But
like
you just cannot not play stuff just because you don't like.
You can't trash talk things on air and online.
And you haven't like listened to the stuff.
When you haven't.
I'll tell you, both of them don't have myself up on the one, my guy. You get it? They don't have myself up on the two neither. They don't have myself up on the three. They are like a month ago. Then that's when they got the Black Diary. I'm drawing better than an album. That's 5 albums from 2 people on the roster in 5 years. And that's hip hop. And
Cass don't know the word.
So understand, when you disrespect me
without even giving it a chance,
I'm saying 5 albums in 5 years
from 2 people.
Then you wake up someday
and you just feel like a Twitter warrior.
Oh my G.
No, hip hop needs to come together.
Man,
we need to come together.
Just have that respect though. What up?
You know what? I think it's come to a stage whereby we say fuck the respect, because clearly we're not getting it.
Respect is earned.
Hip hoppers need to get together and prove they can shut people up.
I feel energy, you know, tone scales and stuff. I'm not trash talking anybody, but I've been at the fix with 3 different producers and 3 different presenters. You know, I know the energy of this presenter, this one and this one. And the last one I went with Black Pearl. You know, Black Pearl is a quiet person. She doesn't really like talking. But she picks energy quicker than me and she reacts to it, you know. We're like 10 minutes into the interview and she hadn't been greeted.
Was her interview.
Exactly. And she had an album up. And that's the item. Then they say, she had to hold him like, you say, do you? Me, like you, I'm you.
She said that.
You get, yeah, like hold it. Let's take it from the start. You guys greet me. Do you get it? He hasn't greeted her. She walks in. She hasn't greeted her. Do you get how disrespectful that is? And you, the host of a show, you haven't greeted the guy who came to do
your girls.
They're personalizing things.
It's just another thing.
Because it's just like, yeah, we got a platform here on Keep It Real Friday. Yeah.
I don't like Noble. True. I don't.
True.
But look, I let him talk. Because it's not about me and him. Exactly. You check. It's not
about me and him. It's about the listener and the music that we're trying to push
towards. If you have anything personal with the artists, I think it's better to. I was asking Lady K the other day if she had something personal with Monkey Business, because I felt like she was trash talking everything that is going on at Monkey Business. The other day, she was acting like. Isha Tumomila. She was acting
He's a man.
Auntie Nambu, that. She was acting like she's in good books with Bright 360 or. She started acting like she was in good books with Bright 360, like she liked Bright 360. When we know what she did to him in that group the other day, she actually went on Twitter and started ranting about him the other time. Akatanga told her, this rapper said he wanted to kill me and whatnot. But then we know, because Dexter is not with Bright 360 anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now suddenly she's best friends with Bright 360. It needs to stop. Like me, I can't take it anymore.
I'll say this right now, and I'll say it on Monday. I'll get a tweet. I don't like Twitter too much because people have got stupid thing. People do stupid things for followers. You get it?
Yeah.
So, but I'm a bit there on Monday. This is it. We need to fix the fix. It's not gonna keep on like this. Understand? I don't know. Those guys dropped albums, and their albums, you know, we say stuff about. Then everybody stood up, and they stood up, and everything. But I'm gonna drop my album. It's called Better Than Your Album. You know, I don't wanna do this thing because my album was trash talk. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Because if my album is not given the respect it deserves, I don't trash talk. I think I'll keep it there. I don't trash talk. When I have to trash talk at somebody's album, I'm like, yo, I'm looking out for a brother, man. Like, don't do that. Because that guy's actually, you know, introvert and everything.
Do not trash talk people's work. Man,
it hurts.
Come
it hurts.
To them and tell them you could have done this better. You could have done this.
No, tell me your opinion. Don't tell me what I could have done better because you don't know jack about what I'm doing.
tell me what you think.
Yeah, it's okay to tell me that I don't like this because of this. That's your
this
opinion.
Of which didn't any money. Most of the albums wouldn't have
listened. Let's name people that put on. Somebody who got $100
from the fix. I don't even know, man.
Like, how would you get $100 from the fix?
You can actually get 10,000 or 100,000. That's a very good platform.
It's a good platform. It's just being run bad.
Oh, okay, like that.
Yeah. So when understand now. When people start talking trash about Zim Hip Hop, do these people step in for us?
Like, why do people?
The same way Etherton, when Zim Dancer is being trashed, come up. You always find Etherton there. You find Flavor there. You find Templeman there. You find Gary B there. These are the people. You know, Colors does not have to say anything. Winky D does not have to respond to anything. These guys be like, we custodians, man. We're taking the bullets for the homies. You dig? But now you shooting. You're supposed to be protecting us. You're shooting us. Then you don't deserve to stand for anything.
How do I get on radio to listen to a hip hop show and,
man,
and listen to hip hop being trashed? Like,
now
why?
We're done. I think we're done.
Hip hoppers, unite.
So, yeah, man, congratulations, Zuzuru, and congratulations, Lady K. You just end yourself a fight. It's now Zim Hip Hop versus whatever you guys are standing for. Let's go. Let's go to war, man. Let's go to war. Let's go to war.
Let us take the final break.
Yeah.
This is getting heated, man. Keep it real Fridays. I'm Brian Willis. No relation to Bruce.
Truth is, I hated, like, Lady K's opinion on this whole issue because, you know, Isusima fans, we don't really care about, like, what can I say? I'm not going to album $5, in this is not $5. It's like $2 and above. They got no $3 in Domopa, they got no $2, they got no dollar. They got no sheen Domopa, I'm getting gorgeous. It's actually better. Music to the people, that's how it works. You understand? No, I saw Rash or Pan. But manje, Parajas and Baran built Lady K. At the end of the day, she criticized when T1 did it. But when Best City started selling his tracks, she was like, dollar or more. But now she's busy going on because T1 dropped something. If she's going to be opinionated about music, she'd be opinionated to everyone. Not select, which just because this guy is this guy, I'm going to do this. That's why I'm against her tweet. Because I may know kakao selectiveness, it's a problem.
And we're back. As you can tell, there's a lot of, like, heated energy, but I think we need to conclude this.
Mm-hmm.
What needs to be done for hip-hop to be a bit more respected in Zimbabwe?
I'll take the plunge first. I respect what PD has been doing, moving around and trying to do whatever it is.
You know what? PD strikes me as somebody who's a bit more
civil.
Exactly. Like,
his moves.
The problem is
he's harsh, but he's a bit more
calculated with this item. You know, he's a proper journalist. I'll take this and this is it. I don't want my music. I won't submit my music. I don't want my music played on the fix as long as PD and Lady K are playing. I'll put the plunge first right now. I don't want my music played. I'm not going to send them my music. That's it. As long as that. We need to fix the fix first. But it takes sacrifice. When it's about sacrifice, it's me saying, I'd rather not be played, but then be played with somebody who's going to disrespect my brother. You can say I'm dope. It's cool. But if you disrespect my brother, then we know. I'm not saying there are no whack songs or we just 100% dope artists and everything. I'm saying the disrespect, man, just killing me, man. I know how much homies put in, and I know how much their lives depend on this thing. You get it? For people to do this. And I'm taking my plunge in, and I'm going to go on Twitter and say the same thing. I don't want my music played on the fix. I'm done. Until we fix the fix. Let's clean. You know, forget about the music. Cause
I think everybody needs to take the stand.
I'm telling you. Okay, whoever's getting played, how much are they getting?
So what do you lose, bro?
No, what are they benefiting?
What are they benefiting,
man? I don't see any rapper benefiting
from
the fix.
You get it? So we need to fix the fix.
Already it's losing listeners because of the presenters.
Look at the Twitter numbers, man.
How do you go hip-hop versus presenters, man? Two people versus guys putting out albums.
Are they the only hip-hop DJs in the country?
I don't want my stuff.
There are a lot of other people that are really doing like great for the cause. You know, Prometheus.
Yeah. He's been doing for a very long time.
He's been doing very well.
He's now on radio. He came up with TV. The next thing is now on radio too. It's amazing. It's amazing, man.
At least we have got some people that are doing.
Because if you're a DJ, I understand you have to be like an MC at a function.
The problem is the thing we need.
People don't even know the other
like them as personalities. What we need is a platform that ZFM gave us. ZFM didn't give DJs a platform. ZFM gave Zim Hip Hop a platform. That's our platform.
Because they're treating now the fix like it's
like
their own,
platform.
Like iPod players.
No, man, I'm good.
The problem here for those of you that just joined us is we're not saying we got a problem with the fix as a platform. Nah, we got a problem with the people on that platform.
Yeah. We love the fix as it is.
They're not using it to its full potential.
True.
You know, that thing has got like serious potential. I mean,
amazing potential.
I used to tune into it like. But
religiously,
yeah,
eventually the people at ZFM will look at the fix and say, man, they don't have adverts on the fix. Do you know why? No company wants to invest in that crap,
of course.
But that thing is 3 hours on a Friday, you understand? You can get Delta on that thing, you can get Avdis on that thing. That's a Friday night, my guy. Do you get what I'm saying?
But even Afdis doesn't want to be associated with Zinu Zakadapa.
Because Joel would be Zakadapa.
Bars.
Afdis, I don't know what Zakadapa. Bars. You understand? You trace talking the things that's supposed to. But if this is dope, this dope, this dope, this Adam. You just pick your dope.
Because you know what's going to happen next when people tune into the fix?
Yeah.
Other people are just going to be like, program show boy, got your bisco.
That's and the then thing. What even is that ZFM
is not going to affect hip hop as a culture.
Yeah. But these people can move on with their lives. But do you understand? They don't have albums that we have. We've already put in our lives into
this
stuff.
Can they move on with their lives, though?
They can.
Because I was hearing the album.
What if somebody gets married and somebody marries, is done?
Somebody marries, I don't want to feed them that.
What is it? Yeah, yeah.
At least if they're married,
you just got married. I understand.
No. I'm good. I'm just saying, but Papa, we're not going to Aurora City. But Pakuroro, we're not going to Aurora. I'm not married.
Yeah, man. It's sad, bro. It's sad, but I'm serious about this, man. I think we're done.
No, I like your standpoint. So Noble Styles is saying up until PD the Ghost and Lady K are removed from the fix, he doesn't want any of his music played on the fix.
Yeah, not that it matters to be played, isn't like the show stops. No, the show doesn't stop. But this move I just made here is very important for everybody else to see that you just don't let people disrespect you. If people disrespect you in hip-hop, understand, you're not even doing hip-hop as it's supposed to be done. I'm done. True. I'm done with that. Until we have got people there, we actually co-sign. Like, okay.
We need cheerleaders on the fix. We need people who push the culture forward. Man. Because
the culture.
Did you hear this? Them dancers hyping them. But no, because you keep hearing cheerleader. This shit is cool. I don't even know what that shit means, but that thing is just cool now.
Because
I listened to it too many times.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna play my song and tell the world that it's whack, or I'm not supposed
imagine a person listening to the fix for the first time, they get there and then they're talking about. They're trashing someone.
Chucky, you weren't supposed to win Album of the Year.
We were supposed to.
Because you came from nowhere. Sakaga winner. Say Album of the Year.
Did you listen to the album?
I mean, no,
next channel.
How many awards do you have to be talking about awards to a guy who's award winning? Get the hell out of here. Let's move on. But yeah, man. Closing remarks from me, then back to you, Mr. Chair.
Kelly. Oh, yeah. Okay. Closing remarks.
I think respectfully, if they are as respectful as we are, you know, they just have to know they have failed their job. You know, when they got the fix and where it's at, if they tick boxes that were supposed to be, whether in terms of the money, like to the show, to the company, you know, ZFM, AB, oh, who did they actually put on? Not play. You get it? Mm-hmm. I can say I had sex with a girl, I put it on. You know what I'm saying? Like I can put on a girl by just putting it in. You need to change your life. Ring on the finger. Got kind of Adam. Who did they put on? Ooh, one. I need one person that will point and say, we made that, and that's a jewel. So if you can make one person, you failed your job. Give somebody else a chance. That's me.
Kelly.
I'm going to say, if they're not cheerleaders of hip-hop as a culture, they're not doing their job. They need to leave the fix. If they can be pushing hip-hop forward, if they're going to be trash-talking hip-hop, they need to leave. Actually, they've been doing that, so they need to leave.
Okay. And in my closing remarks, I'm going to, since y'all addressed the two delinquents on the show, I'm going to address the rappers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, rappers, I think manyanya kuramba mchigo jairiro maganyarara. His name is Noble has taken a standpoint. He started this. He's saying no more playing his music on the fix till those two leave. If everybody takes that standpoint, guess what happens? They will have no more hip hop to play. And if they have no more hip hop to play,
3 hours is a long
they're
time.
Gonna be like ZFM will have no option but to remove them because they're not really helping the culture.
Exactly. They're not helping the ZFM either.
You understand?
Because now we're starting to be like, yo, man, we hating the fix. You know, ZFM made a sacrifice to give
to be
them.
Promoting yeah. us.
Now, when you have hip hop not liking hip hop, bruh.
So, rappers, we need to stick together, man. These are just two people. Musachiki Zizuru and Zezuru. Don't stop.
Nah, man.
Zezuru, by the way.
Party, man.
I know you're going to be all up in my inbox tuning. Hey, I heard you talking about me on your new podcast. Yes, I was. But because you were talking about me on your little Twitter. By saying, Kuti, hey, we should shut up because this won't end well. This is war, my guy. Hip Hoppers versus PD the Ghost and Lady K. Yeah. No more playing the hip hop on their show. We don't want that shit no more. No more interviews.
It's not helping
nothing.
Nobody, bro.
Hashtag fix the fix. Bron Willis. No relation to Bruce.
Kalena.
You can call me fix the fix too. Fix the fix.
Yeah. Welcome to Give Me Five. And today in the building, we got Muckboy.
Yeah, man.
Muckboy, wagwan.
I'm Jimmy, man. That's good.
Sorry, we had a little technical glitch and we've kind of like taken too much time. And I know Guti Uri psyched up for the interview and a lot of glitches were happening. Sorry about that, my guy.
Nah, it's okay, man. It's
but it's okay. Always good to have you. Thanks for the patience.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
It's all good. Anyway, I was talking to Muckboy on WhatsApp, like I was saying, and you know, like, I had this, like, vision. You know, when you're talking to someone, you know, uneta construct mun orbitor anaye. And I pictured this, like, you know, some people have this way of talking on WhatsApp, but they're totally different in person. Because, like, physically, not like how they talk. Because he talks the way he was talking on WhatsApp. But I thought you were this small schoolboy. And Rita look down on me. Hi, I'm Muckboy.
Yeah.
Are you Brian Willis? Like, I guess. So the rating and ass is going to be a bit tainted because no gonna roll and gonna pay low score.
Yeah, man. Don't mess up.
Anyway, Muckboy, what's up, man?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
How's the music treating you?
Yeah, the music is all good, man. I mean, we're taking it slow, you know. So yeah.
So what are you? What kind of rap are you into?
You know, like I rap about everything, bro.
Life experience.
Like specifically, I rap about money.
Money.
Yeah, money.
The hustle flow.
Yeah, the hustle flow. That's me, man.
So who inspired you to get into rap?
Well, I can say a lot of people. You know, like growing up, we used to listen to Puff Daddy and stuff like that. You know, Biggest Bones and shit.
More money, more problems.
So you know, like I was born like that. So.
I thought you were going to say somebody like Jadakiss.
Nah,
because you kind of look alike.
Okay. I don't look like Jadakiss, man.
When did you start rapping, though?
When I was too young, bro. I can say 5 years ago. So, yeah.
5 years ago. That's when you were young.
That's when I started singing, like recording and all that. But back in the days, I used to write bars. You know, like having rhymes. You know that type of thing. I go to you like at school. with some G's, you know, like Palash Magachila doing nothing, then I'll just speed bars, you know. Exactly. You know, like ladies dancing, you know, like and
ladies dancing?
Yeah, man. Something like that. You can call it that. You can call it that.
Cool. What about the writing skills? Were you like a writer, like writing poetry for chicks and all that? Or somebody would be like, hey, dude, new rogue, I'm a heavy lyrics. Because usually, when you're a heavy lyricist, they come quite easily.
Yeah. But I cannot say I was that type of a guy, though.
Writing, you would talk to the chick.
Yeah, I'll talk to the chick. You know, like doing the tamba thing, man. That was like, for me. You know what I mean? Like, you just go to the chick straight up and talk to her.
Any tracks on radio?
Yeah. I mean, I get several tracks on radio. But now I dropped a new track called Maya Tikondo.
Maya Tikondo, yes. Featuring
Tech Fizu.
Take Five.
Take Five was on the track, yeah.
Ooh, nice. Okay, you're dealing with hot people, yeah?
Yeah, kind of.
Don't you have a track with 10 as well?
No, I don't have a track with 10.
Not yet?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay, nah, it's cool. Anyway, you're going to be spitting Hot 16s today.
Cool.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
All right. So, we coming back with Mark Boy, and he's about to spit his heavy 16s. His score to beat is 6.5.
All right.
Out of 10. You think you can beat that?
I don't know, man. I mean, let's see how it goes.
Okay. Stay tuned for Muck Boy. And we're back. We're just about to get Muck Boy up on the beat. Are you ready?
Yeah, man. I'm ready, man.
Let's do this. Let the beat come in.
Yeah, give me the beat. Never mind.
Funny for the production, yeah?
Yeah, Mark Boy and the bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil. Started from the bottom, now I'm chilling to the other set. Get your phone, get a pic, give me alpha. Proper wheels, pepper just someone in high. Love for Maddie to the top, and I'm just feeling where we money look. 100 G's, 100 clips, I'm on a different life. Black wheels, black rims on a different engine. Said I'm pushing different engine, mad to the top, push to God, they just mad me. So I pray that you cannot stop me. Too blessed, too great for your back step. The sun decides the jet that I want. I'm still chilling, that could toss so on get hooked for one. Lean back, nigga. Feel it. Do you wanna bring that back? Let me keep doing that.
Jump on it again, man.
Okay, let me jump on it.
Kill it.
Listen. Lean back and the start at every verse. My boy level accept. Too much game, no need for yes. Near my boss at the first. One day but it up and bet it. Cause I'm stronger than a backbone. One be black Jew in my cash long. In my guard up, I'm feeling myself from my rig on. With my rings on, we bust drop. I'm cruising myself in the P-Sedge. There's a V-Ed with a cashier. Just tell me what it is and look at it. I'm ready to do the money when it react. Above the rooftop, I'm 1G with a gas song. 1G gonna master it. I'm a G in the kids to my beast on the beat. I'm living the dream like a lot of the reason to land with the boat at. Rap, ride it just fine. It's not a thing about a blame. I know you niggas run ahead. I'm taking down, not at it. But I'll tell to my microphone, got cute, take goodbyes, I'm grinding hard. Who's the size of grind? Ram, ram, ram. My boy on the bed, I'm tacking it down, nigga. You still want me to speed bars?
Hey, man, you stop when you want to stop, my guy.
I think I'm good, man. I think you're enough for that.
That was my boy up on the beat. Man. This is some heavy bars, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I liked? You started off chilled.
Okay.
And then you just like Tongwa Queen when my gets. You had to switch it up. Yeah, but you know what I picked up about your flow?
Yeah.
You remind me of Jeezy.
Jeezy.
The Zim rapper. He's also about hustle. And you've also got, okay, you're not exactly the same. But,
yeah, we know.
You're not exactly the same, but there is a reminder of Jeezy in your bars.
Okay, so, new to me, bro.
Of course,
I'll probably go listen to the dude though.
Have you heard Jeezy?
I think I did, but
you should if you're dealing with Take Fizzle.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like I had to listen to his tracks, bro.
Yeah, because he's also all about that whole hustle and flow and what.
But I liked it. I liked the flow. I'm going to give you a Cash berating. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give it a 5. On the dot.
So can we do it?
Huh?
Can we do it?
No, redo it for what?
I want the money, bro.
So you want to run a 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know what? I gave you a 5 because I think Pekutanga, you started off nervous. You sounded shaky. And then you picked up.
All right. Yeah, which, I was actually feeling the bit.
Yeah, because in Ngwaga, what happens is sometimes a listener can get bored. Usatweta picked up. Get it?
All right.
So by the time you're going to pick up, nobody's paying attention anymore because they'll be thinking of you. So that's what probably dropped your mark, your confidence.
Ah, okay. It's new to me.
Because, no, the bars are there. I won't take that from you. The bars are there. The confafa and dopa ngengere kuzometa piptanga.
You know, like, you cannot say, like, I don't have any confidence because I'm
I didn't say you don't have
top
any.
Top of the dirt, you know
it
what I mean?
It was low.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I feel you.
Piptanga, it was low. For was a quiz.
Yeah, you know,
you
like,
get what
I
I'm
had
saying.
To switch it up because, you know, like I was trying to, you know, like match the bait. So
that part where you switched it up is actually what saved your score.
Okay. Because so besides that, I was going to be like below that.
You were going to be below. Because Kumfafa is, Mdala, this day and age, you have to have that edge that's like above everybody else. I mean,
I was
talking to this artist the other day and they're telling me that radio stations, there's a radio station receiving 300 tracks a day.
Okay.
A day. So Iwewe, as an artist, what do you have that'll be above those 300 people? You check. So you have to have that little something. But 5 is not really bad.
Yeah, 5 is not bad. But and they'll see you next time. So yeah.
Obviously, you know what? It's either you go hard or you go home, and I think you're gonna go harder. Huh?
Yeah. Why not, bro?
Honestly, there's no way you can quit. Anyway, where can people find you online?
Yeah, probably. You know, you can Google Macbon, SoundCloud. You know,
that's MUCCBOY.
MUCCBOY.
And then on Instagram.
Instagram is
MacWise. MUCCBOY.
One.
With the one. Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter, not on Twitter right now.
You're not on Twitter right now.
Yeah, because of some, you know, like I was trying to, you know, complicated stuff. So,
I think I'm a business.
So I just had to shut it down.
Anyway, that was Mark Boy in a building, and this is Brian Willis on Keep It Real Fridays.
Nice one. Yo, people, what's up? This is Mark Boy, live at Keep It Real. I got a new track called Mama DeCondo featuring Tech Fizz. It's about to drop down now. Holla.
And now. Capital 263.